From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. and Europe await further diplomatic efforts to end Ukrainian fighting. During a joint news conference Monday with visiting German Chancellor Angela Merkel, President Obama said he'll await the outcome of European-Russian talks in Minsk Wednesday before deciding whether to supply Kiev with lethal defensive weaponry against pro-Russian separatists.
I've consulted with not just Angela, but will be consulting with other allies about this issue. It's not based on the idea that Ukraine could defeat a Russian army that was determined. It is rather to see whether or not there are additional things we can do to help Ukraine bolster its defenses in the face of separatist aggression.
Mr. Obama said diplomacy and sanctions remain his preferred methods for ending Russian support for the rebellion in eastern Ukraine. Niger's parliament has voted unanimously to send troops to join a regional force to combat the Islamist insurgency Boko Haram. The president of the National Assembly, Amadou Salafou, announced the vote 101 in favor, none against, no abstentions late Monday. Saturday, Nigeria, Chad, Niger, Cameroon, and Benin pledged to create a force of more than 8,700 troops to fight the militants. Boko Haram is also being blamed for yet another attack on the southeast Nigerian town of Diffa, where a car bombing reportedly killed five people Monday. Earlier, the insurgents attacked a prison before being driven off by soldiers. Meanwhile, the French press agency reports at least 12 of 20 people abducted by the Islamist militant group in northern Cameroon have been killed. The French Press Association says the survivors were released. This is VOA News. Egypt has suspended all major football games in the country and ordered an investigation into a violent clash in a Cairo suburb Sunday that left more than 20 people dead. Fans blame the police. Authorities said fans suffocated from tear gas or were trampled in a stampede as they tried to flee. The Interior Ministry said more than 20 policemen were injured, 18 people arrested. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Egypt on a two-day official visit aimed at boosting Moscow's ties with Cairo. He's expected to discuss with his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, the situation in Iraq, Syria, and Libya, as well as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They'll also sign a series of military and trade agreements. A senior U.S. envoy said Monday that the Democratic Republic of Congo should set a date quickly for 2016 elections. Russ Feingold spoke in Kinshasa Monday.
We would like to see that global calendar as soon as possible, including in particular the confirmation that the presidential election will be held before the end of 2016.
Mr. Feingold repeated U.S. opposition to any delay in the ballot. Last month, street protests turned violent, leaving more than 40 dead, prompting lawmakers to abandon an electoral reform bill. The opposition charge was designed to keep President Joseph Kabila in power beyond 2016 in violation of the two-term constitutional limit. The Somali parliament approved a new cabinet Monday, hours after gunmen shot and killed one of its members. Abdullahi Kahid Barra was gunned down in Mogadishu. The al-Qaeda-linked militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Parliament met and endorsed the cabinet of Prime Minister Omar Abdirashid Sharmarki. This was the prime minister's second cabinet proposal after lawmakers objected to the first. Malaysia's top court has upheld the sodomy conviction of opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim. A decision rights groups say is politically motivated. The federal court Tuesday rejected the final appeal of the 67-year-old Anwar, accused of sodomizing a young male aide in 2008. Entering the court, he said justice would prevail. Mr. Anwar responded to a reporter who said a five-year prison term would likely end his political career.
Autocrats should not determine people's political career, the people.
He is now banned from holding political office. Mr. Anwar acquitted of the sodomy charges in 2012. Last year, an appeals court controversially overturned that ruling, sentencing him to 5 years in jail. The Greek finance minister dismissed Greece's current bailout program Monday as a toxic fantasy, pledging to seek debt forgiveness from Eurozone lenders. Finance Minister Yannis Varoufakis told Parliament the current bailout program of $270 billion is not a feasible option to take Greece out of the economic crisis. Financial markets slid further Monday, as did other European markets, as the new left-wing government pressed ahead with its agenda to end years of austerity. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.